Radio Renos, and Verena Rasmus is with us again today to just make sure we keep our mind on the job. And I suppose when we're about to start the job, Verena, we really need to get prepared beforehand, get a couple of essential tools.
Yes, Jane, if we're going to tackle some DIY work, we definitely want to make sure we've got the basic tools on hand and also get a bit of practice on using these tools.
So I suppose basic tools are good to have in the back shed or the wherever you keep your tools anyway.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yep.
So how are we going to start? Let me think. maybe a drill?
That's a very good start, and I'm sure most households already have a drill, but if you don't, definitely need one of those. And I do recommend a drill with a hammer functionality, which is also sometimes called an impact drill, and that you really need this drill to drill into hard surfaces like masonry. And then, of course, a drill comes with a range of different drill bits and each have a different function and purpose. So look into all of those that are available. And more importantly, they also need a battery and charger. And believe it or not, Jane, often the batteries and the chargers are more expensive than the drill.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
So you want to make sure you have the right battery, and also, of course, if you're going to use it, you'll need to charge that battery.
So having rechargeable batteries is obviously a very good idea.
Yes, nice and cordless and easy to use.
Excellent, yes, doesn't get in the way. Okay, now what about if we're working outdoors? What kind of tools do we need there? Anything special?
Well, this is a very easy one, and most households hopefully have one of these, but it's a gurney. So we often need to prepare surfaces for paint, or if we're going to treat it for rust, like fences or external walls. So to have a gurney is good to wash our cars, but it's also really good for renovation and preparing surfaces. And also they reach quite high, so you can reach high places like gutters and even windows. So a gurney is, believe it or not, a very good renovation tool.
Ah, so a gurney is great for outdoors. Now, indoors maybe, or outdoors, sometimes it's a bit tricky to see what's flat or not.
For that you need a spirit level. It doesn't matter what we do in renovations, you often have to check the levels, and to have a spirit level right there, you can check it and quickly adjust something if it's not level. And even if you're just hanging pictures, Jane, need a level to see if your pictures are all level, or if you're building rails, decks, walls, or even doing tiling, you need a level. And the good news is they do come in different sizes. So if you just want a lighter, smaller one, you can get one of those. Or if you want a heavy-duty one, they come in a really longer size too.
Okay. And do you need different ones for outdoors from indoors?
No, not really. They sort of be indoors and outdoors. You can use them for both areas.
Okay, so nothing special. Okay, so we've got ourselves fairly set up, but we might need something else.
Yeah, one of the items or tools that I use a lot is a caulking gun. And this is a tool that holds a tube or cartridge that's filled with material to use for sealing gaps and cracks. So you've probably gone into the store and seen all these tubes with liquid nails, no more gaps or caulking. So you need the dispensing gun, and you also need a bit of practice with these, but after a while it becomes quite easy, but good to have in the garage.
Now, what's an easy way to practice, though, if you don't want to mess up your first job?
Look, there's always that little YouTube video you can rely on that'll show you how to do it.
Excellent.
Or you can even just ask the assistants at the store.
Yeah, very good. Now, is there anything else we might need?
Yes, when it comes to renos, there's always a bit of sanding that needs to be done again to prepare surfaces. And if it's only a small space, a little hand sanding block is fine. But I do recommend if it's a larger area, you may want to invest in an electric sander. There are different types and shapes and sizes available. And, you know, you can also test what's light and easy for you. If you're a lady, you might want a little bit of a lighter sander. And again, you'll need to get the batteries for these, although some of these do come with an electrical cord if you prefer that.
Okay, or elbow grease, yes.
Elbow grease, yes.
Okay, so and now we're set up and we can use these tools again and again, I suppose, with different jobs.
Yeah, and you'll find that as you tackle your reno, at some point you're going to need one of these. So these are just sort of a set of basic tools I recommend you have handy.
Oh, fantastic. So that's a great topic for today's Radio Renos. Thank you, happy renovator, Verena Rasmus.
Thank you, Jane.